Hi, this is Joyce Grant, and I'm one of the co-founders of TeachingKidsNews.com. Now, we're talking about the California forest fires, and with any difficult news, of course, it's best, usually, as you know, Mr. Rogers famously put it, to find the helpers. And there are lots of helpers in this case. One of the biggest helpers, actually, is that there was some rain coming. So fortunately, we were able to lead with that. And then, of course, with difficult news, we tend to put the facts as succinctly as possible. Kids and teachers who are there with them in person can always go into greater detail and depth if they want to, but this just sort of gives you a starting point. Jonathan Tilley came up with some great curriculum connections for this. He asks, you know, the animals are being provided with safety during this incident. Who else might require arrangements during an emergency? Make a list of 10 different groups. And I really think that's neat. The other thing that he did that's neat is this language feature about an ampersand. How often do we talk with kids about an ampersand? And yet it's one of those things that crops up into things that they're reading. And what is it? What does it mean? Why are we using an ampersand? And I think that's really neat. And the fact that it's called an ampersand, because often you see the little notation and you don't know what it's called. So that's kind of a neat little thing to investigate in terms of grammar. Anyway, I hope that you enjoy Teaching Kids News, and I hope that you leave a message on our Facebook page and follow us at Teach Kids News on Twitter, and do spread the word about Teaching Kids News. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.